In the 1970s, my favorite rod and reel combination for steelhead fishing was an Algonquin 9-foot fiberglass rod, coupled with an Inglis underspin reel. Both were made in Canada, and although most of our consumer goods nowadays come from across the pond, fishing tackle manufacturing is alive and well in Canada. You just have to look for it. I don't know about you, but I have a hard time keeping up with new technology nowadays. Just when I think I have the latest gadget, a better one comes out. There's something lurking in the woods that can change your life in a very negative way. In order to avoid contracting Lyme disease, you really need to understand what it is and how you can contract it.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
Kim Rhodes from Lucky Strike Baitworks in Peterborough, Ontario, drops by to chat about the fishing industry in Canada. Ray Blades, managing editor of Ontario Out of Doors Magazine, brings us up to speed on the latest in firearms for 2016. Ontario is experiencing an increase in the areas where ticks that may carry Lyme disease are found. Today, we introduce part one of a two-part series on Lyme disease and how to stay safe in the woods this season, plus the Yozuri Outdoor Quiz, MNRF News, and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer. A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org. Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species through the Invading Species Hotline. To report an invasive species or to learn more about the program, call us at 1-800-563-7711. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus knives stay sharper, longer.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season too. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE Stores. get a good deal more. Your incredible Country Hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Lucky Strike Baitworks is a proudly Canadian company that has evolved to become one of North America's oldest and largest tackle and landing net manufacturer. Presently, Lucky Strike supplies over 2,000 different fishing tackle-related items to buyers, mainly in Canada, but has annual exports to the United States, Great Britain, and Scandinavian countries.
So you know, we often talk on Angler and Hunter Radio about the effects of hunting and angling on social and economic needs in Ontario here. And, you know, there's really a broad-based interest in terms of the industry. And luckily for us, we have Kim Rhodes from Lucky Strike Baitworks in Peterborough joining us today to talk about specifically the Canadian Sport Fishing Industry Association. Kim, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio.
Thank you, Randy. Thanks for having me.
So, could you tell the listeners a little bit about these? I think there's two associations that we're going to be talking about, but take it one at a time and tell them what, how they formed and what they're all about.
Okay, I'd be glad to. The Canadian Sport Fishing Industry Association is a not-for-profit organization that the recreational fishing industry has put together. We have industry members including manufacturers, Canadian manufacturers, distribution companies, retailers like Canadian Tire, Cabela's Bass Pro, and media partners as well. And our total economic benefit to Canada is $8.3 billion a year.
Wow.
And it is an organization that we, through the Canadian Sports Fishing Industry Association, we have a flagship project every year, which is National Fishing Week.
Mm-hmm.
2016, I believe, is our 16th year in continuation of promoting recreational fishing to Canadian anglers across Canada. And we put about $3.3 million in advertising to get families out fishing, get reacquainted with the outdoors. I mean, it's a great pastime to mentor your children and family members outside in our great outdoors that we're enhanced with here in Canada. Now, the organization that sponsors the National Fishing Week is our Canadian National Sports Fishing Foundation. And again, it's a not-for-profit, and it's sponsored by the industry as well.
Right, right.
So in twofold, we have one organization that promotes recreational fishing in Canada, always trying to get new anglers involved. As a matter of fact, latest results have showed that participation levels in Canada in recreational fishing are up over 10%. So 9 million anglers presently like to fish in Canada, so I hope we've got some politicians listening today, because
yeah.
This is a growing recreational activity that they should be very interested in. A lot of voters out there, a quarter of Canada's population. And at the same time, Canadian Sports Fishing Industry Association protects our heritage right to fish in Canada. Whereas if there's certain legislative matters that come from either Queen's Park or Parliament Hill that might close access to fishing areas, popular fishing areas, might change some regulations that aren't really appropriately sanctioned, then mm-hmm. our association comes in and tries to lobby against government to correct that.
More from Lucky Strike Baitworks and Kim Rhodes in just a minute.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Outdoor Quiz is brought to you by Yozuri. Fish the best.
Can you use live worms and grubs even when the regulations for a lake say no live bait allowed? We'll have the answer when we return after these important words.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org. Did you know four species of invasive fish known as Asian carps are threatening to invade the Great Lakes? These fish have the potential to devour the food sources and habitat our native fish depend on and negatively impact our ability to enjoy our lakes and rivers. Help prevent the introduction of Asian carps. Report sightings to the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876 and utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They proved themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season too. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE Stores. Get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Outdoor Quiz is brought to you by Yozuri. Fish the best.
Can you use live worms and grubs even when the regulations for a lake say no live bait allowed? You can use worms and grubs even when the regulations for a lake say no live bait allowed. The reason for the no live bait law is to prevent the introduction of non-native fish into said waterways.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. Have you ever had a look at the manufacturing tag on your latest fishing tackle purchase? It could have been manufactured right here in Peterborough, Ontario.
So it's very interesting. I mean, you mentioned about the number of people that are fishing, and I'm thinking even in Ontario here, and I'm privileged enough that I've been right across the United States, and I've actually had an opportunity to fish in, you know, different areas of the United States, and while driving with boat in tow, the difference between driving from, say, Michigan to Texas and back, which I've done before,
and it's
quite a drive. But as compared to, say, simply driving from, Greater Toronto through the Halliburton Highlands, and the number of lakes we have in this province, and I mean, of course, the country alone, I can easily see that I could never, ever fish all the body of waters that we have. We really have a truly unique resource here, don't we?
Oh, we certainly do. And if you ever have, and I'm sure you have had an opportunity, or any of your listeners, to take a small flight in a single engine plane just north of Toronto, it's very evident how much of our land is actually water based.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And like you said about politicians and looking at numbers, and 10% is a huge number, especially when you look at the number of recreational anglers that we have in this country.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to the healthiness of being, like you're saying, outside,
a great activity and an activity that everybody can enjoy. And that's what I really like.
And it doesn't cost a lot of money, you know, to participate in the sport. And there's a lot of enjoyment that comes out of it.
Yeah. Now, for our listeners, in terms of this, you know, the Sport Fishing Industry Association, the Canadian Sport Fishing Industry Association, and the foundation, is in terms of the advertising that'll reach them for Fishing Week and that sort of thing. But is there a communication device that you have that they can follow along with issues that you're tracking?
Oh, most definitely, Randy. We are. We have several social media avenues that include Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Your listeners can link to any of these by going to www.keepcanadafishing.com.
Okay.
Keep Canada Fishing is a new program that we've introduced over the last year. And this website was created to inform anglers of current issues that may affect their recreational fishing activities in their regions, and to unify a strong voice to help subdue these threats. So by going to keepcanadafishing.com, you can link into any of those social media avenues. We have www.nationalfishingweek.com, www.catchfishing.com, where you can your listeners can go on and see in Canada what major events are being planned. But basically, our efforts are to conserve Canada's natural resources. They must continue to grow to sustain the future of recreational fishing and the enjoyment that so many Canadians get out of that sport.
Absolutely, and a lot of hot-button topics out there, and a few that I can think of that are hitting close to home right now that I'm sure our listeners would like to talk to you guys about.
Well, there certainly are, and some of these are hidden agendas, too, that a lot of times don't surface to the public. So the nice thing about our objective with Keep Canada Fishing is we want to try and inform the anglers that are passionate about this sport of upcoming issues that they can contact right from Keep Canada website. There are links to members of parliament, and they can directly voice their opinions with nicely, of course, with our MPs. And you know, just trying to unify the strength of one voice, a lot like what Ontario Federation of Angler and Hunters do with their large membership here in Ontario.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's awesome. I really appreciate you taking some time to talk to us today, and I certainly want to catch up with you to talk a little bit about Lucky Strike Bait Works, too, in the future in terms of some of these new swim-type baits and that are on the market, and, of course, some of the new developments in landing nets. I mean, you know, you wouldn't think of it, but there's actually, from what I hear, these landing nets now that your hooks will not get stuck in.
Well, we're trying to improve that. Of course, you know, if you have a lure with maybe three sets of treble hooks on it, that...
Or if you're like me and you can't catch a fish, then it doesn't matter.
But we're always trying to come up with ideas and concepts and new product to release fish quickly, less harmful to the fish. Because, again, you know, that's a very important resource to us, and... we want to be able to have the resources so that we can continue on the tradition.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
The latest in firearms when we return with Ray Blades from Ontario Out of Doors magazine after these words.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by CUDA. Fierce. Tough. Proven.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition.
It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer. A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876 and utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Going fishing this summer? You should know that invasive species can be spread to new areas through the improper disposal of bait. If using live bait fish, buy locally. Never dump your leftover bait or bait bucket water into or within 30 meters of a water body. It's illegal. Freeze or salt unused bait for future use or properly dispose of it in the trash. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Camillus, quality knives since 1876.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. While I do try to limit the use of technology in my hunting, I find it very difficult to resist. Back in January, I caught up with Ray Blades at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, which is the largest trade show of its kind in the world, with over 1,600 exhibitors filling 630,000 square feet of show space. So joining us from the SHOT Show way down south is Ray Blades from Ontario Out of Doors magazine. How are you doing, Ray?
Great, Randy. How are you keeping?
Good. Great, great. I'm really anxious to hear about what is new for 2016.
So this is the first full day of the SHOT Show, so I'm just trying to get through. I haven't even cut off the tip of the iceberg of everything to see at the show. It's just because it's so large. Just getting around to do that is just a monumental task in its own. But I was lucky enough, the first day, which was yesterday, on the media day at the range, was able to get out and shoot some videos and actually try some products out at the range, before the actual first day of the show opens up today. So there's a lot of, great stuff in rifles and shotguns to let everyone know about and as well as ammo.
Oh, cool.
One of the first guns I was able to try out yesterday, the Ruger American's been around for a few years now, but they're bringing it out in Magnum calibers. Mm-hmm. So they have it, I'm not sure of all the calibers that it's going to be available, but I shot the 300 Win Mag, yesterday, and it was a really nice gun to shoot. The American's a pretty nice gun.
Right, nice.
And on the other side of things, I was able to shoot the Savage Model 16, lightweight Hunter. So that comes in about 5.8 pounds. So
wow.
On the other extreme of if you're looking for a new rifle, that's one to look for if you want a little pack gun, doing a lot of hiking. It's a great gun to have.
Nice.
And so one trend that seems to be it's been going on for a number of years, but there's a few guns out there like this nowadays is the new Sauer 404 rifle. It's a sort of a takedown traditional style bolt action rifle, but it's sort of built on a sort of takedown platform with a little Allen key adjustment, and you can basically take apart the gun, the receiver, the forend, and the stock, and with quick detachable scope locks, you can have that thing taken apart and packed up in a tiny little carrying case in no time. We did it yesterday. We took it down, put it all back together, and I shot a pie plate at 100 yards with three shots, and it just sort of testament to the way you can sort of compartmentalize a lot of those components, put it back together, and still have a great handling and great shooting gun.
So, Ray, I've been getting all kinds of questions about this new air bow and whether, you know, the legalities of it and how it can be used in Ontario. What is this air bow? Could you give our listeners a little bit of a preview on this?
Yeah, it was also the great thing about range day for the media is that you don't just get the touch and hold things, you get to actually shoot them. So they had the new Benjamin Pioneer Airbow down there, and it's an interesting beast. It's kind of almost a cross between an air gun kind of meets crossbow, it's very compact. There's no limbs to it. You basically have an air type rifle, almost more or less almost like a shotgun sort of style with a barrel. You put your arrow down in through the barrel onto sort of a mounting mechanism. It power up the air gun, make sure it has the compressed gas in there. It's a simple cocking mechanism at the back. You aim and you pull the trigger, and it flies pretty fast and pretty straight.
Yeah,
they're calling it a game changer, and it's going to be interesting to see how it takes off and for the Ontario market and how it's applied.
And that was developed by Crossman, was it?
Yeah, Crossman Company is Benjamin is the brand, but it falls underneath the sort of the Crossman umbrella.
And I've heard that the cocking device on it is just quite simply a little device on the top that you just kind of, you can literally do it with just a couple of two or three fingers. You can cock the firearm bolt, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's just a little sort of lever on the top back end of the stock, and it's like you said, it's not a physically involved mechanism to cock it. All you do is basically sort of lift it up, let it click, and then put it down, and it's pretty straightforward.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how that plays into Ontario and what we can and cannot do with it up here, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. But it's there's always research and development people in the industry that are trying to think of new ways to do new things. So it's just something definitely to keep an eye on.
Yeah, for sure.
We will return with more on the latest in firearms with Ray Blades from Ontario Out of Doors magazine after these important words.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer. A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes.
Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species online or using their mobile device through EdMaps Ontario. To learn more, visit eddmaps.org/Ontario. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE Stores. Get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Do you have the latest in firearms? If you bought it last year, you probably don't. You're listening to my chat with Ray Blades, managing editor of Ontario Out of Doors magazine, on what's new for 2016 in hunting.
There's a few new shotguns also on the market that I was lucky enough to try. Mm-hmm. Beretta's released an A350 Extrema.
Oh, wow.
Something new from Beretta. And then Benelli last year released their Ethos shotgun, and I'm a shotgunner myself, and I pretty much shoot 12 gauge exclusively. But they brought out a three inch 28 gauge this year in the Ethos, and I have never been a big fan of those smaller gauges, but I tried it out, and boy, what a beautiful gun! It's well balanced. It shoulders well, swings well. And it made me look like I actually knew what I was doing with a shotgun when I was breaking clays out there. I have to give it some sort of props because it was making me look good on the range. So I'm very thankful to people at Benelli for making me look good at least at range day from my media peers, for one.
Well, you have to know something to hit those little flying clay things, that's for sure. Give yourself a little credit. And the 28 gauge.
Yeah, the 3-inch 28 gauge was really nice. They were using the new 3-inch Fiocchi shotgun shell. So,
okay, yeah.
Another new product out on the market.
Very nice.
Speaking of off gauges, Browning has released the A5 Sweet 16 shotgun. So if anybody's looking to buy a new 16 gauge shotgun.
Wow. Very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a number of new things from Browning as well. Browning, another great thing to try out at the show was an over and under shotgun for turkey, specialized for turkey.
Oh.
One with a choke for a single select trigger that you could have a choke in for long distances, 35, 45 yards. And another one you could have a choke in with more of a spreader load for it. That are you're shooting at, you know, 10 yards or in around that range. So people think a lot of times, at least my excuse is that if you miss a turkey, it's going to be at long range. But I think just as much, if not more, turkey in our province are missed at expecting a long range shot and having a bird coming in on a close range and just not having a pattern to be able to spread enough to have a good shot, and you just clean miss the bird.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
So that has some advantages. And as well, Browning has some new crossbows out, and they're in that market, definitely for sure, for 2016.
Interesting. Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, and a lot of new ammo offerings. Federal has the third degree turkey loads in 20 gauge. They have a power shot copper bullet and Borlaug lead muzzle loading bullets for anybody that's into some muzzle loading stuff as well. Keeping on the muzzle loading theme, Thompson Center has their Strike muzzle loader, and they also brought out a Compass bolt action rifle as well. If you're looking for some other offerings and rifles from Thompson Center.
Very nice. Lots of new stuff to check out. So I hear Winchester's having an anniversary this year. Have they got any new products out there to denote the anniversary or celebrate it?
Yeah, they have a few new anniversary additions to the lineup. But I think some of the bigger things, especially from the ammunition side of the field, is that the Winchester came out with their Deer Season XP, and they're offering it in some new calibers, some bigger calibers for 2016.
Okay.
They're also making a big push with their 17 caliber. They have a 17 WSM in their power core.
Right.
And great for our market as well is the Winchester Expedition Big Game. So specifically designed for big game, especially any moose hunters out there that are looking to try out a new brand of ammo. The Expedition Big Game is specifically designed for that.
Very, very interesting. Now, if the listeners wanted to have a look at all of this new stuff without having to do a lot of, traveling throughout the internet and looking at different things and this and that, do you have I know you have an easier way. And what is that easier way for them to find that product?
Luckily, for the ease of internet navigation abilities for your listenership and our readership, we have our video channel on our website, which is www.oodmag.com/videos, oodmag.com/videos.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see all the great videos of the new products that I'm shooting down here at the show. And for our print readers, our new gear coverage for all our hunting stuff will be hunting rifles, shotgun, vertical bows, horizontal bows, and ammo will be available in the May 2016 issue.
Very good. So don't forget to look up that May 2016 issue. And if you want to check out all that great product, all that great new product, go to www.oodmag.com. Excellent. So enjoy the rest of the show. And we'll be seeing you back up here in Canada very soon.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Camillus, quality knives since 1876.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer. A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Caster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876.
and utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Did you know that the seeds of invasive plants can easily be transported to new areas in mud on the tires of all-terrain vehicles? Help to stop the spread of invasive plants by staying on designated trails and cleaning mud and debris from the tires of your ATV between trips. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Welcome back to the voice of anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. Ontario is experiencing an increase in the areas where ticks that may carry Lyme disease are found. In part one of our two-part special, we feature highlights of Dr. Curtis Russell's presentation at the OFAH Annual General Meeting and Conference this past March on the main vectors of Lyme disease and how to avoid coming in contact with them.
The ticks that we're going to talk about today and the ones that we're primarily concerned with are the black-legged tick, otherwise known as the deer tick, and that's the tick we're worried about for Lyme disease. If you were to have an adult tick scurrying around you and you felt like looking at it long enough, if it's got dark brownish-reddish colors, it's probably a black-legged tick. If it's got white striations or markings across its body, it's probably a dog tick. So if you have a dog and it's got a tick with white markings on it, it's probably American dog tick. However, when we talk about Lyme disease, there's only one tick in Ontario that we're really concerned about, and that's that black-legged tick. This is the only known vector that can actually transmit Lyme disease. So even though your dog may have a boatload of dog ticks on it, it does not transmit Lyme disease. It's this tick, the deer tick or the black-legged tick. It has many different life stages. It goes larva, nymph, then adult male or adult female. And they are very small, especially in the immature stages. Another big thing to note, the black-legged tick's cousin, Ixodes rhynchus, is in large numbers, but only found throughout all of Europe. And it actually carries two different strains of Lyme disease. So if you go to Europe and you're in a brushy, wooded, forested area, you can pick up Lyme disease there. And it's in Scotland, it's in Scandinavia, Poland, like it's all there. And like many of those countries have over 10,000 cases a year. So there's large numbers in that area too. The big thing I'm noting this is even though I'm not a physician, if you go see your physician because you think you had a tick when you got bit in Europe, you have to tell them because they have to request testing for a different strain of Lyme disease. We just have to know it's a different strain to test for it. So why do we see ticks in Ontario? Why are they expanding? Where are they going? So the cold doesn't necessarily kill these ticks. It's just the cold stops them from getting through their life cycle. Due to global warming, climate change, the warmer temperatures, these ticks can now be brought in and become established and stay within those general areas. Another thing to know is these ticks, they actually live on a ideal, perfect conditions. They actually probably live 2 years. So a mosquito might live 30, 90 days, but ticks are actually, for an arthropod, long living. It takes them about 2 years to get through their life cycle. Under the extreme ranges where we're at, the cold climate, the fronts where they're just coming in, it could actually take them 3 to 5 years to get through their full life cycle. So they're actually quite a long-lived organism. So the way ticks and Lyme disease work and why it's somewhat complicated, sorry for those on that side, but if you're in the spring, so the female in the fall will bite a deer, she'll lay her eggs. Even if she has the bacteria in her, and not all the black-legged ticks do, but if she does it, she can't transmit or does not transmit it to her eggs, which is nice, because when the larvae come out, they don't have it. So they come out in the spring, they feed usually on broad paintbrush, they're opportunistic, so they'll bite almost anything, but they usually feed on small rodents in the larval stage. They'll feed on small rodents in the summer, fall off, molt into the nymph, and they go down into the leaf litter. Remember, I keep saying leaf litter, and that'll be important later for risk areas, but they go down the leaf litter, they stay down in there for the winter, they come out the next spring, and they come looking for another host. We call it the aggressive stage. It's not like they're angry from being cold or anything, but they're coming out and looking for another host. Again, usually small rodents, but again, they'll bite anything, i.e. us. They'll bite us kind of in the spring, fall off, molt, go to the adult. The adults usually are found on deer, hence the other name deer tick, and that's where the males and females usually find each other and mate. So the deer is kind of the local bar. Go through the life cycle, mate, she'll fall off, lay her eggs, and go again. So the reason the ticks are feeding you the blood meals, they're taking the blood to get through their next life stage, and the females, when they're adults, they're taking your blood because they're using the protein from your blood to make their eggs, just like why female mosquitoes bite you. They want your blood to make their eggs. Where it gets complicated is how Lyme disease comes in here. So if this larva doesn't have it, for it to pick it up, it has to feed on an infected rodent. For that rodent to get it, it had to get bit the previous year by an infected nymph. Where did that nymph get it? It got it by another one. So it's that kind of chicken the egg kind of thing. You need to have a perfect cycle of everything happening for that to happen. So what we usually see is we'll see a lot of places where the ticks will come in, they'll get established, there'll be a very happy population of ticks going on, but there may not be Lyme disease there. But what the literature says and what we're seeing is once the ticks are established, the bacteria eventually comes in. So there's usually a 3 to 5 year lag. So what we kind of say is once the ticks are there, there's eventually going to be risk of the bacteria as well, but the ticks usually come in first. So ticks habitat, where are they? Where are they occurring? So when we're talking about black-legged ticks, the main thing that kills them is desiccation, drying out. If they get hot and dry out, that's what kills them. That's their main, if you were a tick and you could fear, that's their main fear. So where are they? Leaf litter, that thick, you know, nice deciduous, mixed deciduous forest where that thick leaf litter is. So in the middle of August when it gets too hot, they go down into that moist environment and that's where they stay. That's also where they stay in the winter months. So wherever we see these ticks, you usually need thick, brushy, wooded areas with a good organic base at the bottom to see them. So in general, we don't see them Canadian shield, coniferous forest, boreal forest, where there's a lot of pine needles and it's usually dry on the ground. We don't see them usually in those habitats. One, there's not as many deer, and again, because they just dry out. If you were walking along a trail and you stayed in the middle of the trail, you would, even if it's full of ticks in the forest, you would actually never come into contact with one. But as soon as you deviate and go off on the path, that's when you see them. So that's one thing we tell a park. They can't see that well, they're not that best of crawlers, so they actually go up onto the vegetation. They crawl up in the vegetation and they just sit with their arms out. And then as you brush along the path, they grab on and go for a ride. So you know when you go hiking and you get all the burrs stuck on you? They're that same idea. They're just waiting for you to brush into them. So if you don't go into those areas, which is really not possible for a hunter, that's where they are. One big thing to note with these ticks, black-legged ticks, so not all black-legged ticks have the bacteria that causes Lyme disease in them, but if they do, one big thing we note is if you can get, even if the tick's on you and it bites you, if you can get it off under 24 hours, there's very little chance of it transmitting the bacteria to you. So how do we know where the ticks are in Ontario? How do we know where the risk is? What are we doing? So there's two different ways. If you find a tick on you, you can either go to your physician or you can go to the health unit and submit it to them and then they'll submit it off. It then goes to our lab, we'll identify it. If it's a black-legged tick, it actually gets sent to the National Lab in Winnipeg and they'll test it for different pathogens, including Lyme disease. What can you do? So the idea is if you wear long sleeve clothing and you wear light colored clothing, if the ticks are on you, you have a better chance because they're dark brown or dark black, you can see them on you versus if you're all dark and camo, which always isn't conducive. But if you tuck everything in, tuck your pants into your socks, tuck your belt in, long sleeve, they have a long way to go to get up before they can get into your skin. So even if you're in your full camo gear, if you're a turkey hunter or something, you know, it's still a long way for the tick to go. So that's the idea. Light colored clothing, long colored clothing, and you can wear DEET. It doesn't repel them as much as it would repel a mosquito, but it does repel them. So those are the big things to do. And the thing is, when you're done, when you're out of the field, whatever you're doing, come out, do a tick check. Make sure all that there's no ticks on you. Try to get them off. You know, if you have a buddy, try to get them off in the field. When you get home, the best thing to do is have a shower. One, take off all your clothes, throw it in the dryer for an hour. Dryer at high heat usually says it will kill all the ticks, if there's any on there. Then have a shower. One, all your clothes are off so you can look for the other areas. Two, the ticks like to walk around for a little bit before they find their spot, so there's a chance you can wash them off. Around your household, again, the ticks don't like to be dried out. So if you keep your lawn cut short, you put a wood chip barrier around your household, then when they grind those dry wood chips, it takes them longer, and then you turn around and go back. They don't like to be in it. So everybody talks about how do you remove a tick, you know, burn them off, Q-tips, Vaseline, all those things. Don't do any of them. The main thing is find forceps, find tweezers as close to the skin as possible and pulling straight out. There's other things like, you know, some of the vets have tick keys or tick crowbars. Of course, they're lime green. You know, the main idea is get the tick at the base of your skin and pulling straight out, however that method is. That's the only really recommended way of getting them ticks out. The latest thing I've seen, it looks like a pendant, has a lasso at the end, and you open it up, lasso goes around the bottom of the tick, and then you pull straight out. But anyways, grabbing at the base, pulling straight out, but none of the other methods don't do. In general, if you get bit by a tick, in the first couple weeks, you may get what they call that erythema migrans or bullseye rash. Only 70 to 80% of people get that rash, and it doesn't always have to be a bullseye. The big thing is, it's a rash greater than 5 centimeters, and it's slowly expanding. If you get past that and you don't get treatment, then you can get into more of the long-term symptoms where you can start to get into multiple rashes. So again, not everybody gets the rash and they all don't look uniform. I've even had stories where someone thought it was ringworm, but it was actually an EM rash. So then, again, general symptoms. You don't feel well, malaise, headache, fever, joint pain. And as you progress into the later times, that's when you can get into the arthritic conditions. North American strain, we usually see more arthritic. European strain, we usually see a bit more neurological. But the main thing is, if you can find this early and get treated early, you can clear it. The other thing to note, too, is it's a bacterial infection. So like a lot of people in the U.S., if you're in the problem areas, you can get it, you can get treated. If a tick bites you again, you can get it again. So the big thing is, if you can catch it early and get it treated, you can clear it. So summary, you can get ticks almost anywhere in the province because of those migratory birds. So every once in a while, we do get a case way up in northern Ontario there. But the main areas are along the North Shores, Lake Erie, Lake Ontario, the Great Lakes. And we do have that little pocket up in the Rainy River area. Big thing is, get the ticks off. You can get them off under that 24-hour period. You can really reduce your exposure, cover up, long sleeve, light color clothing, do the deed. You can get your teenagers to tuck your pants or your socks, you're way ahead of me. And then personal protection, and then proper way to remove the tick. Don't burn them and Vaseline them off.
Don't forget, when you're outdoors, practice personal protection. And for more detailed information, go to www.ontario.ca/Lyme.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Destination of the Week is brought to you by Quebec Outfitters.
So joining me today is Claudine, way up in Lake Mica, Quebec. How are you doing, Claudine?
Oh, I'm great this morning, thank you.
And your lodge, what's your lodge called, the name of your lodge?
My lodge is called Pourvoirie Pignon Rouge Mococan, situated in Saint-Michel-des-Saints, the great Lanaudière region.
That's, and you know what? What a beautiful name. And I was looking at your website, and it looks like a beautiful place.
It is. We call it a little paradise.
Yeah, and you're about, what, 5 hours from Ottawa, thereabouts, give or take a half an hour?
Yes, approximately 45 hours from Ottawa.
Okay, so obviously some great fishing. What kind of species of fish can we expect to catch when we go to your place?
We have several species. We have the landlocked salmon, yellow perch, brook or speckled trout. We also have the small bass and the northern pike.
Wow.
We can find the northern pike. We have one lake just specifically for the northern pike.
And they're big, aren't they? I looked at some of the pictures on your website. They're huge.
Yes, they're huge. They could go up to 12 pounds and more.
Nice. Now, landlocked salmon, that sounds like fun. Are they like a fly fishing type or any kind of fishing you want for them?
It's landlocked salmon is that first of all, you find in a river. We have two great rivers, which on those rivers you get the landlocked salmon, which is a species that not so many outfitters have, and we have the opportunity to have that salmon, landlocked salmon in our rivers.
That's very unique, and like you say, that's very rare. That's interesting. Yes. That's cool. So moving on to hunting. Now, obviously, I looked, and it looks like you've got lots of game up there, black bear and that sort of thing. What is the main focus there for hunting?
The main focus, we have like the small game, partridge, and rabbit.
Okay, yeah.
And we have also lots of trails which very accessible either by walking or quads, very accessible, like I just said. Territory, we have 100 kilometers of territory.
Wow.
So it's really accessible. It's 35 kilometers, square kilometers, but we have about 100 kilometers of trails.
Wow. So
for the bear,
mm-hmm.
bear is I would say about 95% success of hunting a bear, black bear. We show the territory to our customers and show where they will be hunting, all in security.
So a 95% success rate, and you have a spring bear hunt there at in Quebec.
Yeah, only the spring, not autumn. Only the spring, which starts soon in May and goes, I think it's the end of June.
Yeah, excellent. So what would you say is the one unique thing about your establishment?
Lots of things. Our place is really a little paradise, and it's also a family business. And family, people enjoy coming with their children for generations, yes.
And if you wanted to call, if they want to reach you by phone, where would they be able to reach you, Claudine?
They could reach me at 514-444-4347.
Very good. Okay, so for all you listeners who are interested in doing some, amazing northern pike fishing, smallmouth bass, really interesting, some landlocked salmon fishing, which is an experience that you might want to add to your bucket list. You want to give Claudine a call at 514-444-4347. Thank you, Claudine, so much for giving us a little description of your piece of paradise up there.
Thank you, and it was my pleasure.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Destination of the Week is brought to you by Quebec Outfitters.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer. A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876 and utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Way back in 1970, the Brotherhood of Man released a song called United We Stand, Divided We Fall. Anglers and hunters have united under the OFAH for 88 years now. You can find out more information on hunting and fishing advocacy at www.ofah.org.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web or at wrvo.com.